WWIV 23 degrees. Like the train, we're running ahead of schedule here today. So hop on board. It is the WIB Wake Up Show, and this is First Thoughts, the best 5 minutes of the day for not the first, but the second time this year, because you were with us New Year's Day, Jason Kanz.
I was. That's true. But today is back to work for me. So
Yeah.
So, and it's interesting. That seems to be a comment a lot of folks are making about not really wanting to get back to work. And I understand that, too.
So for you, back to work for the first time since when?
Well, I worked 2 days last week. So normally what I do is I take off from Christmas Eve through the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, because we weren't traveling at all, I decided to work 2 days. Those spots between Christmas and New Year can often be kind of premium
mm-hmm.
spots because kids are off of school and so forth. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we are, January 4th. And I tell you what, I told you this up. How are you with resolutions? Just curious.
You know, I tend not to do resolutions because I'm pretty terrible at them, which is, I think, why I switched to the whole word of the year idea.
Uh-huh.
Because that way I feel like when I stumble, I can say, oh, okay, let's keep working toward this, as opposed to, well, I didn't lose 10 pounds in the first 4 days.
And right.
So I'm you know, I might as well give up, try again next year. So,
but you actually lost, you know, as you look over the last 5 years, you had significantly more than 10 pounds you lost, right?
I did, although in COVID, I have found some of it back again.
Okay,
so.
All right. So even without eating sugar, it's possible to gain it back.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely,
all
it
right.
is, yeah.
I'm finding myself going
with
intentions. Like, I have at this point, I've had some sugar in my coffee or morning mocha, obviously the hot chocolate that goes with that. But by and large, I've said, even now, we have some mint chocolate brownies on the counter at work, and I'm like, no. So I like that. I was 2 pounds lighter on the scale 2 days ago at the Y. That's good. But it does help if you weigh yourself before lunch. So I found that to be
true. That's true. And, well, you know, Mr. Rogers, he kept his weight, like, spot on for decades.
143.
You know, he would weigh himself. What's that?
He left it at 143, which meant I love you.
Huh.
Yeah,
I didn't make that connection. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, he's an amazing guy to keep in mind all year long. So, all right, I want to go. One of my goals, though, is to finish the devotions from Notes from the Upper Room. So, of course, your book and then the companion devotions that go through John 13 through 17. I think we're in John 15, right?
We are, John 15, 7.
All right.
John 15, 7 says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." And here's what I wrote. Like John 14, 14, I wonder if this verse has confused a lot of Christians. We wonder what Jesus meant when he told his disciples, whatever you wish, it will be done. As children, we would ask God for big things, like let me fly. And as grown-ups, we still ask for big things, but our requests reflect our maturing. Please let my daughter stay clean and find her way back to you, God. Sometimes it's hard to know which of these requests seems more improbable. As sincere believers, how are we to make sense of what appear to be unanswered prayers? We could choose to believe that our faith was not strong enough to grant our requests, and that if we were better Christians, God would answer. We might even question if we are true believers. But what if we are missing the big idea by focusing on only one part of that verse? Jesus was still talking about abiding and about how we are connected to him and he gives us life. When we begin to see and understand that Christ's life in us is essential to who we are, it changes us. When we truly see that we are infused with Christ, our prayers begin to reflect his heart, and those prayers he will always grant.
Hmm. From John 15, 7. Yeah, that's right in that heart of that section. What's the actual verse, John 15, 7 again?
Yeah, so the actual verse there is, if you abide in me mm-hmm. and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done.
I like what Jesus says in that whole section where basically he's like, yeah, apart from me, you can do nothing. I mean, he doesn't he doesn't overrate us, does he? He's just like, apart from me, you can do nothing.
But how often do we try to, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I know for me, I'm going to too often treat God as a last resort, as opposed to really trying to stay close to him. And I think that actually ties in with our notion of resolution You know, it's maybe resolving to stay close to Christ, and when we find ourselves wandering away, to turn back toward him.
And even as we try to thinking that Jesus is the one that we want to be closest to, it seems like I'm thinking about Oswald Chambers saying that the biggest mistress to be aware of is ministry, and that getting so caught up with, you know, how is God using me? What I'm like, just be obsessed with God. You know, just abide in him. That is, let that be your singular focus, and how he uses you, let him use you. But I mean, if you're focused on that, you're not focused on God.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's absolutely true.
Right. All right. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
All right. All right. WWIB 23 degrees. It's a Make Us Laugh Monday. As one of the guys who helps us kind of set the tone for that in this 3.5 hour endurance test, really, every weekday, is Drew Fralick. He is the counselor first, comedian second, from the great state of Michigan to our east. Where I've got a sports question for him, which we'll save. Good morning, Drew. Happy New Year. I think we got you. Good morning, Drew. Happy New Year.
Can you hear me?
I got you. Okay, very good.
Okay.
So the new year in Michigan and the Detroit area, you're off to a good start?
Yeah. We're doing okay, you know. Everything's good. I don't know if you watched that. Well, did you watch the Packers game last night, I'm assuming?
Sure. Yeah, as much as I could.
So I wanted to comment on that real quickly. Right before the half, you know, Aaron Rodgers had a great game.
Uh-huh.
And right before the half.
He's going to be the MVP. He's going to be the MVP, but go ahead.
He probably will.
Yeah.
He had a great game. And right before the half, the announcers, they said, you know, he's completed all his passes. He has a perfect passer rating. And they said at halftime he's going to solve world hunger. And
right.
That was sort of like a dagger to me as a Michigan person. You know, it's like he's like Aaron Rodgers is like, we talked a couple weeks ago, he's like mean Uncle Aaron, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's really like, he's like the prom queen who's also the valedictorian.
Yeah, right.
And volunteers at a soup kitchen
on
their birthday.
It's like, what's his flaw? And then the thing was, he would have had a 70, another long bomb for a touchdown to start the second half, and MVS threw his hands. But they won anyhow, so no complaints. My question for you, though, is, we'll turn the tables, and it's in a different vein. Ohio State stuns the nation. They beat Clemson. Justin
right.
Fields, I think, 6 touchdown passes. He beats the guy he competes with, Trevor Lawrence, and then and makes it to the national title game. And they silenced Dabo Swinney, who had insulted them and said they were like 11th
right.
in the country. And Michigan says, oh, yeah, we're going to re-sign Jim Harbaugh, who hasn't beaten Ohio State at all in that rivalry. And everybody else in the Big Ten's like, great. So what's the response in Michigan to that?
Okay, so a couple things here, Mark. A couple things. First of all, the re-signing of Jim Harbaugh, that is like the case. That is the ultimate case of nepotism. You know,
okay.
It's like Jim's like the guy in accounting who doesn't know how to do his job. And it's like, hey, everybody's like, hey, we got to fire Jimmy down in accounting. And it's like, oh, no, you can't fire Jimmy. That's Bo's son. Bo's on the, you know,
okay.
board of directors. So it's like total,
all right.
it's total nepotism, right? The other thing about Ohio State is, here's the thing about Michigan. We have all this football success going on around us. Green Bay got the number one seed.
Yep.
Ohio State's going to the national championship game. Even Chicago
made the playoffs.
Stumbled into the playoffs. I mean, Chicago, it's like when you have tickets to a concert and your friend drops out at the last minute and your cousin Mitchell is like, well, I can go. And you're like, oh, I don't. Mitchell, he's kind
right.
of annoying. I don't know, you know. But here's the thing about Michigan people. Michigan
yes.
people, and you'll figure this out.
All right.
Michigan people are most happy when they're unhappy. So when we fired our coach, it was like Christmas, 4th of July, and Kwanzaa all wrapped into one.
Sure.
That's what you need to know about
because
Michigan.
Because that kind of seems like they like to start over. But I'm just curious. So then how about Michiganders in terms of the new year and New Year's resolutions? Let's kind of close with that.
Well, it's like, this year, there's so much uncertainty, you know?
Uh-huh.
My New Year's resolutions this year, they're kind of like UN resolutions. They sound awesome, but they're not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of thinking about recycling more. Like, maybe I just recycle my resolutions from last year, just like start over.
Yeah,
again,
it's,
you know?
It's good to go back
know.
And
Most
check.
Most people I know don't have resolutions.
Don't you have one particular sincere one, though?
I have one resolution, and I'm turning over a new leaf this year, Mark.
Okay.
My resolution is I want to get to know my audience a bit more. So I've got my subscription here to the Chippewa Herald.
Wow.
That's the newspaper in your town, right?
That is a newspaper, right? Uh-huh.
Is that the one, or is there another one?
No, there's the Chippewa Herald. The Leader Telegram is for Eau Claire. The Leader Telegram is for Eau Claire, but I think they're owned by the same company. Yeah.
There you go. I'm ready to go down to the Cloverdale Country Store. Apparently that's a thing. You guys got a great basketball team. I'm ready to dig in. You know, this year is all about...
You're going
to
know us. You're going to know us.
You know my story. Now I'm going to know you. That's my resolution.
And
maybe a visit. You know, if COVID clears up, maybe we do some live comedy.
I hope so.
Who knows?
I hope so, Drew.
We'll see.
All right. Mark and Dawson again, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIV 23 degrees. Good morning, Doss.
Good morning, Dad.
How are you waking up this morning?
You know, it's coming along.
Okay.
It's a process.
All right, yeah. I think it's a dark roast coffee.
Solid.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, you work at a coffee shop. Caribou, do you like a darker? Have you developed kind of a refined?
I'm not picky. I will take whatever you give me.
You need caffeine, huh? Hook you up. All right. So let's do weekend recap here. I guess I'll go first. Recapping the weekend. Saw a couple of movies. I saw WW84 on Saturday. Wasn't a big fan. Now, here's the deal. Before, you know, if you liked it, great. More power to you. I really liked the first Wonder Woman movie, and so I was disappointed. In comparison, I was disappointed. I won't get all into it, I guess, but actually what moved me more emotionally was seeing the latest movie. Our friend Andrea Polnasek in Chippewa Falls, she's been on air before. We've given away. In fact, Betsy just told me this morning that she just saw Catching Faith. Were you in that in the crowd?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, that was the original of these five faith-based movies Andrea's done. The latest is called The Inheritance. And I think they're shooting for a release later this year. So it was further along in the editing process. That one moved me more, to be honest with you. But that's some of the highlights from my weekend.
Mm.
How about you?
Wonder Woman note, I recall, you know, I was out and I got a call and I was like, oh, my mom's calling me. So I answered the phone and it was after they just got out of the theater. And she's like, Dawson,
yes.
Why didn't you warn me about Wonder Woman? Why didn't you tell me it was going to be so bad?
Here's the thing, though. Some people really like it, and then others don't.
I haven't seen it.
And so I've heard on both sides. Yesterday, I told somebody, I didn't think it was good. And so it's mixed. I mean, just imagine that. Something in society people disagree on, right?
No, of course. It's been a while since I've seen the two of you just so down on something. No,
I mean,
yeah,
I just,
you guys.
For me, I felt like it's the lead bad guy was like a Trump lookalike, and they tried to tie as many things to him as they could. And I just felt like they were trying to send a message there.
Huh.
And I don't want to, but beyond that, I just felt like the acting wasn't that good. The story seemed to have a lot of holes in it. That was my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But we were trying to turn out, three of us went and supported MyCon, and there are those who like it, and that's great. Somebody's response yesterday was, well, it's a superhero, you know, it's a superhero movie. And I'm like, I know.
Oh, is it like the, oh, it doesn't have to make sense type of...
It doesn't have to be as good. It's like a lower grading, which was always kind of Jodie Foster's knock on all of the superhero movies that were
right.
My whole thing, my response was, yeah, I liked the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
This one, to me, wasn't as good. So, anyhow. Hate to be a downer. And so if you saw it and you had a different take, let us know on the listener line, 715-396-1670, WWIB. It's a brand new year, and so I want to just see. I started this off last week. Yeah, some jokes. There's a comedian named Stephen Wright. Are you familiar with him at all?
I've heard you talk about him, and that's my lens.
Okay. Yeah, and I remember sometime earlier hanging out kind of even behind the scenes with here at the show, sharing some of his humor, and got some good chuckles. And so last week I started bringing, and you can just print these out, and there's just all sorts of them. And basically he had a unique concept where... I mean, there's a comedian named Michael Jr., and he had said, I said this last week, he said there's six ways to look at everything, and comedy is, you know, having that ability, like a Jerry Seinfeld, there's observational humor, where you see something and you share it in a different way. Tim Hawkins, when he was here, he talked about the fact that he just walks through life, notice things, and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nothing is less funny than talking about comedy, right? But actually, so anyhow, we're going to share some Stephen Wright jokes, Mark and Dawson, with you here on the Wib Wake Up Show. We got a few, so here we go. We'll start it off here this morning. Now, usually Caleb is running the control during this segment, so I'll give it my best shot. Here we go. All right. My first one this morning. Right now, I'm having amnesia and deja vu at the same time. All right, it wasn't that fun. But think about it. All right. Amnesia and deja vu at the same time. Dawson, improve on that.
I'll try my best. For my birthday, I got a humidifier and a dehumidifier. I put them in the same room and let them fight it out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I'll try to top that. Let's top one another with Stephen Wright jokes. Here we go. I planted some bird seed. A bird came up. Now I don't know what to feed it.
Oh, man.
Okay, your turn.
All right. Here we are with another one. I installed a skylight in my apartment. The people who live above me are furious.
Okay. Yeah. Here's one. If you tell a joke in the forest but nobody laughs, was it a joke?
The judge asked, "What did you plead?" I said, "Insanity, Your Honor. Who in their right mind would park in the passing lane?"
All right, I got one more this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The sign said 8 items or less, so I changed my name to Less.
Oh, you want me to wrap things up?
It reminds me of an old Saturday Night Live gig where basically, I was going back many years, but it was the idea, like, you know, one of the presidential candidates got busted because he was in the express lane with too many items. So, all right, yeah, wrap it up.
Okay. The other day, I was walking my dog around the building. On the ledge. Some people are afraid of heights, not me. I'm afraid of wits.
I mean, so it's just a little, it's kind of a select. It's maybe not for everybody.
Very dry.
Yeah, it is dry. And there's but a lot of observations. Yeah, so, all right. All right, everybody likes Big Daddy Weave, though, and we've got him, Everything I Breathe. And again, the idea is we set the bar low so you feel like, well, my jokes are better than that. 715-396-1670. And Cody, like me, says he's a morning person, working 6 a.m. to 4:30 every day. Jeez. Hard working. Hey, Dawson, one other leftover Stephen Wright joke we did not get to this morning. I kind of like this one. I blanked it out. Are you ready?
I am.
Yeah, I spilled spot remover on my new dog. Now he's gone.
Oh, man.
All right, that's a little different. All right, anyhow, we're throwing out a lot of different questions this morning. My wife and I saw WW84, Wonder Woman. We're not alone in being disappointed with it. I've heard from Ryan in Menominee says, yeah, that was disappointing. We've heard from another individual who said, boy, who watched it on HBO Max and was glad they didn't pay to go to see it in the theater. I did. We had three from our family go see it at MyCon. We so love Mike and Connie, want to support MyCon and what they do for the community, but that certainly you're allowed to be disappointed. And you saw what the Rotten Tomatoes was 60%.
Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic were 60%, I think.
Which that's not. Can you explain how Rotten Tomatoes works?
I think Rotten Tomatoes is like a conglomeration of critics, and it's like the average of all of their score. Yeah,
so that's pretty low.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes was a 60%. There's been some criticisms of how they run their specific thing. The critic score on Metacritic is a 60, and the user score is a 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
Not 4.2 out of 100, but 4.2 out of 10.
If you liked it, let us know. If you liked Wonder Woman 84, 715-396-1670. Actually, more enjoyed The Inheritance, the new faith-based movie from Andrea Palnasik and Alexandra Boylan and John Graham, which will be coming out hopefully later in the spring. In the meantime, we had another question this morning having to do with, are you an early riser? Do you love the mornings like me? Are you more an early to bed, early to rise guy? Or you're like Dawson and you're like, things get going here late in the evening. Mm. What did Cody say on the listener line?
Cody said, good morning, Mark and Dawson. Good morning, Cody. I myself am a morning person working from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Long day.
Mm-hmm. He said, it's a great schedule for my wife and stay-at-home mom of five kids. Dawson, I'm really glad to hear you were able to get some coffee. Thank you. As for me, despite being a morning person, depend on coffee to help me get through my day. I don't know how you couldn't. Do you depend on coffee, Dad?
I don't know if I depend. Yeah, you know what? It's helped me. Actually, mm-hmm. That second cup around 9 in the morning has helped me need fewer power naps in the afternoon when I do my my other job. So there you go.
I didn't know how useful it was until like partway through Africa or starting to wake up like into high school, like getting up earlier to get to school or I guess being more responsible with that. I started like, oh, mom drinks this stuff. And I started thinking it was gross. So I had to put like stuff in it. And then I'm concerned I can't stop now if I wanted to.
You're kind of hooked on. All right. Well, you know what? I covered some of the things going on today. It's like National Weigh-In Day and Spaghetti Day, Trivia Day. But the month of January is a boatload of things, isn't it, Dawson?
It's that and more.
All right. So we're going to kind of work through just to you're aware. I mean, here's the overview. Mm-hmm. Back and forth, father and son. Here we go. We don't want to say the word month 50 times.
No.
So this is the month to celebrate the book blitz.
To remember cervical cancer screening?
Yeah, exactly. Not celebrating.
Nope.
There you go. It's also, speaking of coffee, this is the month for... it's hard not to do this without saying the word month, but we're commemorating Coffee Gourmet International.
Mm-hmm. Family fit lifestyle?
Yeah, financial wellness.
International business resolutions.
Hmm. International creativity.
International life balance.
I'll match that and say international wealth mentality.
Mm-hmm. Not international, just regular national be on purpose.
Yeah, right.
Month.
It is national clean up your computer time.
Mm-hmm. Time. National get organized.
Yeah. Oh, that one hits close to home. National glaucoma awareness.
Uh-huh. National hot tea.
Uh-huh. All right, now we're saying the word national more than the word month. It is time in terms of mail order gardening being commemorated.
Mm-hmm. Mentoring.
Mm-hmm. Also, personal self-defense awareness going on this first month of the year.
Radcon action?
Radon, I think.
Radon makes more sense.
Yeah, there we go. It's returns. Mm-hmm. Returned. Well, I thought that's interesting, wouldn't that? Okay, so people steal those leftovers from Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yours, mine, and ours.
Mm-hmm. It is oatmeal month.
Yeah, senior women's travel month.
Mm-hmm. Slow cooking.
Walk your pet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get good exercise. Eye care.
National blood donor.
Mm-hmm. It's a time to just celebrate your hobbies this month.
Your hobbies, one of which might be soup, as it is soup month nationally.
And national thank you month. There we go. Two soups come to mind for me that I like to make. I just saw you have soup. You had a little soup over the weekend.
I did. I enjoy soup.
On Saturday. Anyhow, Campbell's, right? They do a great job.
Classic.
But you let me know, hey, Dad, I'm open to that lots of matzah pizza as well. But... the two soups my go-to are taco soup, obviously, and wild rice. Those are the two I like to make. So, anyhow, lots of things going on in this month. WWIB, as one listener is saying, Halvo and Dawson here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Their problem is you're Halvo, too. Or at least people know
You've
me
been Halvo.
Halvo
longer.
I've been Halvo for a long time. Do any of your friends call you Halvo or not?
No,
really?
No.
I'm a Halvo kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, we're getting some reaction. Remember, always on this show, we are always interactive. I don't know about the other 20 and a half hours of the day, but from 5:30 to 9, interactive. That's who we are and what we're about. Caleb due back tomorrow. And folks, you're the third part of the show. So, and people are being interactive with us today. I remember that the third question was jokes. We were inviting jokes. And still will at 396-1670. What was Dave Stasik's reaction to our Stephen Wright jokes this morning?
Oh, he mentioned the jokes, and then I said, oh, yeah, you like those? And he was like, they were unique.
Thank you. All right. Hey, we're hearing from a couple of listeners at 396-1670. One, I don't have a name for them. They say, if Wonder Woman 84 disappoints, try News of the World with Tom Hanks. I've seen the billboards for that. I've seen the posters, but I have not... even checked out the trailer on it. Have you heard anything about News of the World?
I don't know if I have.
All right. And also, like Jeff and Wassa checking in again, saying he liked that tune, Questions from Seventh Time Down here on WWIB. As we talked about, some of these banished words, and if you've got them, that's fine. Here's the background a little bit, Dawson. You can let us know. Lake Superior State University, Michigan's UP, say they want to kick any trace of... the battle with coronavirus out of the English language. It's kind of funny. I mean, you did get sick of saying the word, saying and hearing COVID,
so
right?
Many.
Oh, boy.
That's the top of the list.
Yeah. On the school's lighthearted list of banned words and phrases for this year, obviously COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are some of them?
Yeah, COVID-19 tops the list. Yeah. You know, hopefully there will come a time soon where we don't need to ever hear that word again.
Social distancing.
Social distancing number two. How many times have we heard those two words put together, and how many times do we hear it before this year? Never.
Now, I don't mind this next one. We're all in this together. I mean,
I think there's better ways to put it, because I think that's another one that you hear just over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, starts to lose meaning.
Okay.
Four, in abundance of caution. Mm-hmm. In an abundance of caution.
Yeah. Okay.
In various
In these
phrasings.
Uncertain times.
Mm-hmm. Number six is pivot.
Pivot?
Reporters, commentators, talking heads, and others from the media reference how everyone must adapt to the coronavirus through contactless delivery, virtual learning, curbside pickup, video conferencing, the works.
Yeah. All right.
That's all true, but basketball players pivot. Let's mm-hmm. keep it that way.
All right. Anything else? What's the rest of the list?
Seven's unprecedented. Mm-hmm. I suppose that was used a lot. Number eight is Karen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So on social media. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number nine is sus. Number 10, I know, right?
Hmm. It's interesting. The school in Sault Ste. Marie has compiled the list each year since 1976, I think when Rocky was Best Picture. It says to uphold, protect, and support excellence in language by encouraging avoidance of words and terms that are overworked, redundant, oxymoronic, cliched, illogical, nonsensical, and otherwise ineffective, baffling, or irritating. I think they've got an opinion. All right. So anyhow, very good. Well, I am going to risk their bad opinion by playing a tune with the word together from Stephen Curtis Chapman, because we're still going through this.